This is John.
Hey, John, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeremiah. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you giving me a call back.
Oh, no worries.
Is your today your day off, or you still working? Or?
Right. Still working.
Still working, right on. Okay, you got a few minutes?
I do, sure.
Perfect. So I know you were speaking with my colleague Peter there.
I wasn't actually speaking. We were just emailing back and forth.
Right. Just messaging, right?
Yeah.
Through LinkedIn? Yeah. Okay. So tell me a little bit about your business. What type of business?
MedAdvantage is if you've heard the term medical credentialing.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard that term or not. But what we are as an organization, when a doctor or a medical practitioner joins a hospital or a health plan, they fill out a credentialing application similar to anyone working with you who wants to be a client. They're going to have to fill out an application also. You have your folks do background looks, checks, and everything like that. We actually, if the hospital or the health plan contracts with us, we'll actually do the background check on the doctor. We'll check their license, their DEA, their insurance, education boards, that sort of thing. And we get paid on a per transaction basis. So if the health plan contracts with us we're managing their networks, every time they run a doctor through, we charge them a transaction fee. Hospital, same thing. And then we also, more recently, last 4 or 5 years, we've been doing that for 20 plus. We're one of the country's largest. We most recently have gone into the provider enrollment, where we're actually working for the doctor. Doctors have approached us and said, hey, I'm getting inundated with all these paperwork that I had to fill out for these stupid health plans.
Right.
That's a lot of work. Can you help us? And we went, sure. So we just kind of reverse engineered the process, and we charge them a monthly fee and manage all of their paperwork for them on an annual basis.
Wow.
So that's kind of what we do as a company. Yes.
So that kind of went into effect, like, was this recently, or?
Yeah, we've been rolling it. We've been doing it quietly over the last 3 or 4 years, but we've not advertised it at all.
Interesting.
We've really just, if a doctor calls us, we put it on our website. So what we've done is we've built that revenue up to about 10% of our annual sales, and now it's starting to be like, this is actually turning into a business.
What do you guys actually charge for that?
We charge a doctor anywhere from about $75 to $150 a month.
Okay. And then
they pay us about $1,200 a year. And right now we're doing it for about 800 physicians. Now, obviously, the larger groups don't charge that much because they have volume.
Right. Okay, and you're doing that for about 800. So, wow, you've gotten 800 clients of something you don't advertise?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty amazing.
I mean, some of them have been groups that people who've known our company. I mean, that's the beauty about our organization. We're well known in the industry. We've got a great name. And what happens is somebody leaves, one organization and goes to work for another one, and all of a sudden someone says, this credentialing sucks. They're like, oh, I know somebody. And literally, we've picked up two big groups that way alone. One was a group of providers that's 300 groups, and they pay us about $10,000 a month. That was literally, they called us up and said, we need help. It's kind of the same thing. I'm bidding on another contract that's talking with them this morning. Their admin girl used to work for a financial officer of a healthcare company, and she remembered our name. And heard her boss talking about how credentialing is a pain in the ass, and so she said, you should call these people. And literally, we're bidding on a contract that's $250,000 that simply by somebody remembered our name. So in order to take that to the marketplace, which is what we want to do, and really grow it.
Which makes sense. What are you guys doing right now in sales?
We'll do a little over 2.5, 2.7 this year, depending on how the end of the year works out.
Okay. And you said you've been in business now for 20 plus?
Yeah, 24 years.
24 years. Are you 100% owner, John?
I am.
Okay. How'd you start the business?
Honestly, it was kind of a freak fallout. we were consulting. I was a healthcare consultant on a national network, and my chief operating officer was a good friend of mine, and we were working for a health plan that was totally screwing up and having challenges meeting all of their expectations. I'll stay here. Go ahead. Don't leave it open. That's not what that there is for. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I didn't interrupt. Excuse me. We recorded away from our company to help a couple of companies build a network as a consultant, and we got tired of the owners who were running the company into the ground. And as we grew it, we recognized that it was pretty easy to do. It was in our space, our wheelhouse. We do it really well, and once we got done with the job, we kind of landed another job and landed another job, and next thing I know, we were marketing to a couple of health plans, fell into their business, and off we were running in credentialing.
That's awesome, you guys found something.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And honestly, we ran it mostly as a, lifestyle business.
Uh-huh.
Just took care of our business partners, myself and my other partner. As it's gotten bigger and bigger, he was like 10, 15 years my age, so he's retired since I bought him out, then lended some challenges running the whole thing by myself, not being in the market as much. That's where we took some hits and some revenue losses.
Okay.
And now we just want to, build it back up and get it ready for either operational management team coming in to run it 100% or maybe a transaction later. But building it aggressively over the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay. And how many employees do you have currently right now?
38 in-house, okay. 10 that work outside.
Okay. 38, so 48 total.
Yeah. 10 of them are 1099 employees.
Oh, okay. 10 or 1099. Okay. So now you're saying that you guys want to take it to the marketplace. Have you figured out what do you think the cost would be to do something like that? Do you have a plan in place, like, of how you would take it to the marketplace? Do you want to just, advertise online? Do you want to do how would you advertise?
Now, are you talking about growing the business?
Growing your business, correct.
Oh, yeah. No. We definitely have a plan. I mean, we're certainly we're positioning ourselves right now for market expansion, working with a marketing firm, and then working with a couple of sales consultants to grow with their relationships. We've already hired one in-house sales.
Okay. So you have a specific – how big is your sales team?
Well, one.
Just the one person? Okay.
I just said we hired one.
Okay. All right. You hired one. Got it. Okay.
And she's new, so we're teaching her everything, too.
Okay. And was this recent?
Yeah. Yeah. I actually just brought her on probably the last 6 months.
Okay.
She's really good on the sales and the marketing side for the physicians, and she's starting to now move out into the healthcare side, so she's picking up very well.
Very nice, very nice. So are we thinking that, do you guys have like a specific plan or a number as far as how you're going to back the financing part for the advertisement and marketing?
No, that's actually what I was kind of talking about and looking at. We were trying to kind of manage some pieces of, the transaction that we were looking for and trying to assess what our operational needs would be. And at this point, what I'm looking to do is kind of manage a kind of what interests me was putting a package together that's like $300K that would allow me to. I have a short note that I got stuck with for a while when some receivables got slow.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get rid of that, and then we want to use the rest of the cash to do marketing
okay.
and hire a salesperson, another one, experience.
Okay. What's that note that you have out right now? What's the balance on it?
It's one of those weekly things.
Okay.
First time I kind of did one of those and wasn't really pleased with it. And it's we pay $3,800 a week, and it was a, it was $240. I think it's down to about $150.
Okay.
$150. So we're paying about $14,000 a month.
Who's that with? What company is that through?
Business Packers.
Business Packers. Okay. Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Business Packers. Okay. Have you done multiple loans with them before, or was it just the one?
It's just one.
Okay. Okay, so you probably would like to get some funding to pay that off, and then as far as, did you have an idea of a specific number that you're looking at, or is it just as much as possible, or?
No. We were, oh, thank you. We were looking, as what I said, $300K.
Okay, $300K. Okay, great. And how's your credit, John? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Personal
credit.
Oh yeah, it's good.
Okay. And how soon do you think you'd want to bring some financing on for the business?
Well, we're looking at it now.
Who are you looking with?
It's an organization that does the SBAs.
So you're looking at an SBA loan?
I had, yeah. It was one of the things they said I would position for. I'm like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I know that process is a lengthy process there.
Yeah.
How long ago did you start looking into that?
2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, okay. Now, is it important to you to bring the funds on a little sooner? Like, is it, if you had a way, I know you didn't, what don't you like about the business backer loan that you have right now?
Oh my God. The short timing and the expense.
Short timing.
It's really hampering my ability to grow because of the cost.
Okay.
Associated with it.
Do you know what the rate was that they charged you?
It was way too much.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Well, I feel like there's something we can do for you. I would love to kind of have the opportunity to try and do some business with you. It sounds like you have a great business. You guys have the potential of growing. Are you guys up or down from last year?
Up.
Oh, great. What is the average trend? A year, year over year. Like, what's your year over year growth-wise? How much percentage are you guys growing a year?
It's actually run both ways. It can go up and down because it just depends on the management of some of our clients. Some of them will, and that's the only challenging part, which is why we like the other business market space that we're in.
Okay.
Because it is more consistent as opposed to the credentialing data, because credentialing data is up and down every year depending on how many providers that we credential, where the physician management team, it actually, and the managing of money revenue is more concise and steady growth. But it ranges up and down, sir.
Okay. Now let me ask you this. If you're able to bring on, $300,000, $150,000 would be able to pay off Business Backer. The second $150,000 would be for marketing. What do you think the return on investment would be on that?
Oh, it'd be pretty significant. I mean, because that's the point of it, is really putting more lead generation, sales, marketing, and then bringing on what I would consider consultants who help bring their relationships to the table. So it allows us to grow more.
Well, what number do you need to be, hitting as a number for your company to really show that it's worth it? Like in sales wise, you think it'd bump it up to? I know you say you're doing about up to 2.5. You think you could bump it up to 3.5 a year, or?
Oh, easily. Yeah. Oh, easily. Yeah. That's the point. Sorry.
Okay. 3.5. Okay. So I know that. So with Business Backer and with the loans like those is one of the, it's probably a short-term loan, right?
18 months, yeah.
18 months, that's not bad. Okay. So usually with those loans, a lot of times customers aren't able to get funds quickly enough from a bank, or they're not able to get funds from the bank because they're fairly a new business. Is there a reason why you took that loan? and not wait and try to get the SBA?
It was timing, and the SBA was going to take way too long.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Now, with the revenue that you'd be making in your sales, it would make sense. If you borrowed $150,000 and you had to pay back $200,000, it would still be worth it from a financial perspective.
I'm not looking for the kind of paybacks like that. That's insane.
I mean, I understand. I'm just, trying to see it from that point of view. With the amount of sales you're saying you can make, it's just you're going to increase your sales by over $1 million a year, right? With the $150,000?
Right, but it still wouldn't justify a rate like that.
I mean, I can see that. It's just hard. Is it what's so? I'm trying to understand why you just don't like it.
Seriously?
Well, yeah. I want to see if I understand why. It's probably because the rate, right? You don't like the
flat
rate.
Out bottom line. I mean, I'm a financial person, so that's insane.
Yeah, but but what it did for your business? Did it really help you out? What did you use that money for when you borrowed it?
Oh, it's not operational. I didn't really have a choice, so it was a need.
Okay. All right, yeah, I just want to get a better idea of, where you're at and what you're looking for. So I know you're looking for the $300,000 long-term loan.
That number long-term and rates that are reasonable.
Okay, great. I'll tell you what I'm going to do here is I'm going to take all this info and I'm going to go speak with my underwriting team and kind of set out like a game plan for you, get an idea of what we can do for you. And then if you don't mind, John, I'm going to call you back and kind of give you the overview of what we kind of discussed and what we feel like we may be able to do for you. And then we'll take it from there.
Okay, fair enough.
Sounds good?
Sure.
All right, I appreciate your time, and we will be in touch.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, John. Bye.